Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to God. Give praise to the King. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Come on, put your hands together. Let's bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Today, as always, that this is the day
that the Lord has made, and we choose to rejoice and to be glad in it. It was only God who have caused you and I to wake up this morning. It was only God that allowed us to see another day. It was only God that allowed our eyes to open, our ears to hear, for only He that made us to be able to touch and feel and walk, God that will cause us to be in our right mind. So you still have time to call a neighbor, call a friend, and let them know that the Hour of Power broadcast is on the air. If you have a friend, if you have a loved one, and you know that they need to hear from the Lord on today, if you know that they need a answer from the Lord today, if you know that their faith need to go to the next level today, why don't you get up? Why don't you call that friend, that neighbor, that son, that daughter, that husband, that worried son? Call them and let them know that the Hour of Power broadcast is on the air. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. And where else are we going to go but before God? Where else can we get help? Where else can we tell God about our problems except throne of grace? Mom can't help us. Dad can't help us. Brother, sister, friend, neighbor. I mean, nobody can help us like God. They will listen, and they will give you good advice. But we can get that anointed advice, that anointing power. We can have God on this because He specializes in everything that we do and say. So why not let us go before the throne of grace? Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. Lord, we just thank you, God, for the great and for the mighty things that you have done, great and mighty things, God, that you're going to do according to your word. And God, we just thank you this morning because your word is a lamp unto our feet, and your word is a light unto our pathway. And thy word, how we hid in our heart, God, that we will not sin against thee. Father, help us, God, that we will not sin against you today, tomorrow, the next day, or ever. But, Father, just in case we do, Father, we at your need. God, we make our request. God, make us refreshed. Make us anew. Forgive us, Father, of our sins and our transgressions. And this we will thank you, and we praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Yes, you are listening to the Hour of Power broadcast with Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. Today, we want to speak to you about the Syrophoenician woman's faith. The Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You may not see what you are praying for, but you have that sound faith, that conquering faith, to know that whatever you have asked, that is going to be done. Because the word of God says, ask and it shall be given. He said to seek and you shall find. He said to knock and the door shall be opened. That's meaning that you took the time out to come before him in prayer. You took the time out to have faith, to believe him, no matter what the situation that you may be in, no matter what the situation that your children may be, no matter what the situation that your loved ones, your neighbors, your friends, those at your church, those that in community, we can go before the Lord in prayer. And there was a song that said that Jesus will work it out. I mean, he will work it out. If you got a telephone that needs to pay to be paid, God will work it out. If the telephone is disconnected, Jesus will work it out. And I want you to know today, whatever it is, that Jesus Christ can work it out. We're going to be coming from the book of Mark. The book of Mark is in the New Testament, and we're going to be speaking from that seventh chapter of Mark, and we're going to begin speaking from, reading from that 24th verse, and it reads, "And from this he arose and went to the borders of Tyre and Sidon, and entered into a house, and would have no man know it, but he could not be hid. For a certain woman, whose young daughter had an unclean spirit, heard of him, and came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation, and she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But Jesus said unto her, Let the children first be still, but it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it unto the dogs. And she said unto him, Yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. And he said unto her, For this saying, go your way, the devil is gone out of your daughter. I want to talk to you about a woman that had faith to believe God. I want to talk to you about a woman that stood in her faith and her commitment to see her daughter delivered of this unclean spirit. So it didn't tell us, the word of God didn't tell us how long this child, it didn't even tell her her age, but it tells us about this woman who had faith to believe God. When we began to look at this Syrophoenician woman, we see that Jesus had came from the borders of Tyre and Sidon. And the word of the Lord let us know that when Jesus entered into the house, he did not walk. He had came from this place. He had entered into this certain place. And actually, he didn't want anyone to know that he was there. You know, sometimes you need to kind of get off and you need to rest sometime and you need some my time and you need some time just by yourself. However, the reason being that Jesus wanted some downtime. But if the word tells us that Jesus could not be hid, it tells us that this certain woman, the Bible didn't give us her name, but this woman had a daughter, and as we said before, this woman's daughter had an unclean spirit. Now, don't you know that the woman wanted her daughter delivered? Don't you know that whatever was going on in this girl, a young woman, that she didn't want her daughter to continue in the same way that she was in and go through the same thing that she was going through, and know that what was attacking this young woman, it was not normal, it was abnormal? What daughter, what mother, shall I say, want her daughter or son to go through anything that will cause her to be miserable, cause him to be miserable, cause her to act in ways that are abnormal, act in ways that she couldn't even do anything about it. She couldn't cast this unclean spirit out of her daughter, but she wanted this spirit to be gone. Isn't there times in your life that you have someone that you love that they are going through certain things in their life, and you want the things to stop. You want that person maybe need to be delivered. That person may be on crack. That person could be on cocaine. That person could be a drunkard. Oh, my God. But yet, I don't know that God knows. And you are saying in yourself, you know, if my son, my daughter, my friend can only be delivered from this spirit, from this unclean spirit, that person would be at peace. That person would be at rest. That person can have that sound mind. But whatever unclean spirit that this young girl was going through, the mother, she sought help for this young woman. And then the word of God tells us that she had heard of Jesus. Is there anybody out there today that has heard of Jesus? Have you not heard that he is the King of Kings and he is the Lord of Lords? Have you not heard that he is the Alpha and Omega? He is the beginning and the end. He is the first and the last. Have you not heard that he is a healer and that he is a deliverer? Have you not heard that he is a mind fixer and he is a heart regulator? Have you not heard that he is one that raises the dead? Have you not heard that he is one that will heal the sick and cast out demons and make the blind to see and the lame? Have you not heard about him? So this Syrophoenician woman, she heard about Jesus. And therefore, because she heard, she didn't just hear about him. Some people that they know about Jesus, but they don't take the faith to go and to seek his face and to go and to get what they need from him. When Jesus is right in the midst, when Jesus is all around them, Jesus was in the place that in this woman, she needed her daughter to be delivered. So she didn't just hear about him, but she came, and know what she did? When she came to Jesus, the word of God tells her that this woman, this Syrophoenician woman, she fell humble before the Most High God. She fell before the feet, at the feet of Jesus. Have you ever been in a situation? It was so, you needed Jesus so much, and all of us need Jesus, even when we think that we don't need him, even when we know and think that everything is going all right, we still need Jesus. But this woman, she, in her humility, in her humbleness, she came and she fell at the feet of Jesus. And the word of God tells us, this woman was a Greek. It tells us that she was a Syrophoenician from the Syrophoenician nation. And this woman, she had sought Jesus to cast out the devil out of her daughter. But Jesus said to her, let the children first be filled. It's just like saying to her, you know, let my children eat, those that really belong to me, eat first. But it's not meat to take the children's bread and to cast it into the dogs. I mean, that could have been an insult. But yet, he was testing her faith. Have your faith have been in a place that it needed to be tested and to stand to be tested? If Jesus had said to you, when he said it to this woman, when he said to her, let the children first be filled, it's like, let the children first be filled, those that belong to him, be filled first, and then the woman was thinking, you know, what would you be thinking? You know, am I not worthy? Am I not good enough to eat what the children are eating and partaking in? When he said, let the children first be filled, are you saying that somebody else is more worthy than me to be filled as well? This is a illustration. This is what God was saying to us, what he said to the Syrophoenician, this Greek woman. Listen to what I'm saying. And he said, let the children first be filled, but it is not meet to take the children and to cast it into the dogs. It's almost as Jesus was saying, it's like calling her a dog, but he really wasn't. But you know how you have been in a place, maybe you were growing up, and I know when we were growing up, we had this dog, and one of the dogs we had was Marvin, the other was, I believe, Jim Dandy, that we had in our home. But they didn't sit at the table with us. They didn't partake in what we were partaking is around the table. But if there was a crumb or there was something that fell from the table, then they had every right to get it. And so, but I'm saying to you, those that are really have that faith to believe God, those children of God that are being partakers. And she happened to say it to him. She's talking to Jesus. She said, yes, Lord. She was very polite. She didn't get out of sorts. She didn't say, like, who are you talking to? Are you calling me a dog? You know how people kind of go there and have an attitude. But no, this woman, she didn't do that. Why? Because she was humble and she needed God to cast out this demon, this devil, out of her daughter. Why would you bite the hand of those that will cause you to receive a miracle? Why would you bite the hand or come against that person that is able to bring deliverance in your life? Why would you do that? This woman said, yes, Lord. Yet, she said, listen what she said. She said, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. And he said unto her, for this saying, go thy way, the devil is of your daughter. See, she knew, and she had the insight to know whatever they were eating at the table. They may not have been eating at the table, but everything that they had, the flavor, the ingredients, everything, it fell from the table, so therefore they could partake in it too, even though it was falling from the table. Call me a dog, call me the doggies or not, but yet I'm still going to partake. I want to partake in the good stuff, even though it's going to fall from the table. I have faith to believe you. I may be a Syrophoenician. I may be a Greek. Come on. Come on. But I want to partake. I need a deliverer. I need you to heal my daughter. I need her to be delivered. I need her to be made free. We see that this woman was persistent. No matter what was said to her. And sometimes God would use us and use people in order for greater faith so that they could believe him, so that they could stand on his word. This woman did not back down because she had the word, remember, she's had heard of Jesus. And I believe that everything that this woman heard, it built her faith. It caused her to know that Did she go to Jesus? She came to Jesus that she was going to get some results. If she could just hold her peace, if she can just humbly come before him, no matter what it seemed like was happening. But you know, sometimes it's in our life, we think that we know what's going on. We think that when people insult us and talk about us, it's sometimes we think that I'm through. Sometimes we'll tell them off. Sometimes we don't talk to them anymore. You know, sometimes we'll give them a facial expression. And doing so, instead of being humble, instead of being meek, because whatever they have, we can have it too. If we just hold our peace and let the Lord fight our battle for us. She wasn't just talking to anyone. She was talking to God Almighty. She was talking to the one that was going to pay the price that she could have a right to the tree of life. She believed God because she heard of the miracles that he did. She knew who he was. And I tell you today, and I say today, if you know who Jesus is, don't get mad with Jesus because you're not experiencing, it seems like you are not experiencing the blessing. Don't get mad with him because you have prayed and not seen some things come to pass in your life. Don't get mad with him, but be humble. Stay humble before him, because you see, as this woman, this Syrophoenician woman, the Greek woman, the woman that had a daughter that needed to be healed, needed to be delivered, she stayed in a humble spirit, but yet spoke with faith to the Almighty God. Sometimes the enemy will try to come and tell you, no, you're not going to get this, and no, that you're not going to get that. But you know, when you know Jesus, this woman, she had heard of Jesus. I'm talking to you this morning. I'm talking to you, man. I'm talking to you, woman. If you just know Jesus, I'm talking to you, young man, young woman, boy, girl, I'm talking to you. If you just can know Jesus, if you just heard of him and believe what he can do, the word of God says that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. I mean, we have to believe God, even in times when it seems like it's not happening. In a time when it seems like things are not being manifested in our life, we got to stand on the word of God, because the word of God said that heaven and earth may pass away, but not one jot or not one tittle of his word is going to fail. So therefore, we got to stay before God, and we still have to have faith in God, no matter what it seemed like it's happening. Now, this woman, she heard of him. And she thinking, you know, if I go to him and I go in behalf of my daughter, that my daughter is going to be healed. My daughter is going to be delivered. Whatever this daughter was going through, mom was sad about it. Mom couldn't rest about it because she knew that something was wrong with her daughter. Her daughter didn't know how to go to Jesus. Her daughter did not know how to be delivered or whatever she was going through, or whatever demon or whatever that she was experiencing on the inside. The daughter didn't have peace. The daughter didn't have hope. But yet she had to go to Jesus. I mean, there's somebody today that need to go to Jesus on behalf of their family. There's somebody that need to go to Jesus on behalf of their loved one. And Jesus, what you need from him, and ask Jesus to deliver that son, deliver that daughter, deliver that family. You may have 10, 15, 20 people in your family or more. But I want you to know that God, he will deliver. They may not have the sickness. They may not have a demon like this woman had, this young woman had. But whatever the problem is, so you got to realize that God, he specializes in everything that seems, or anything that seems to be impossible. You know, I have a family doctor, a primary physician, and when I go to her, my physician, she will do all that she can in order to reminisce whatever problem or whatever it may be or whatever may be going on at that time. But something that she didn't specialize in. So therefore, she would send me or send any other person to a specialist, specializing in this area. They have gone to school. They have had many, many years of study, whether it is a gynecological problem, ENT, ear, nose, and throat, whether it's an orthopedic type problem, whatever it may be. But I know a God that do not have to send me to this person or that person. I thank God for my doctor. I thank God for the specialists and the capable men and women that have been trained to be doctors, to have PhDs and Ds or whatever they have. But we have a Father. Don't you know that is able to move on our behalf? Now, when I read the Word of God, when I read the Word of God, in there, he had healed the man that was blind from his mother's womb. I seen in the Word of God where he raised a man who was Lazarus in John the 11th chapter, who had died, had been dead 4 days. He was able to raise him from the dead. I seen that when I read the Word, there was a mother and her family was going to a funeral procession, and anybody would be most likely crying. They would be sad because of the death of life being taken out of their loved one. But I seen in the Word of God. Come on, when I say I seen it, that means my faith. Come on, I mean this happened in the Word of God, but it's as if I'm seeing these people, as I'm seeing them as they're going down the road, and they're passing Jesus, and they are Jesus, and Jesus said some words and to this young man, to the person that was dead, and who they were going to bury, and life came back into this individual. So they didn't have to continue the procession. They didn't have to go, and they didn't have to bury him because God had stopped that funeral. Come on, we weren't going to be in a funeral that day. Come on. So I'm telling you that when we see God do these great and mighty things, you know, because we have to realize who made the heaven, who made the earth, who made the seas, who made the waters, who made the firmament heavens, who made all of these things. I mean, light and day, day and night. I mean, moon and all of these things. I mean, nobody did these but Christ. Who made man? It was Christ that did these awesome things. You know, he was Father in creation. Come on. He was Son when he came here on the earth, when he walked with us. Come on. And he was Holy Ghost back in the church when he was Abel, when he went back. And he's Father. He sits there. Hallelujah. And he sees what is going on in our life. And so you don't have to think that, well, these things happen in old time. But I want you to know today that these things are happening today. I believe God. And you have to believe God. I know of an instance wherein the doctors had this patient die. And whatever they were trying to do, the CPR of medications in order to bring this man back alive, they couldn't do it. And this is a true story. And you know what happened? There was a woman of God. Her name was Dr. Mary Austin Jones, Apostle Jones, lived in Jacksonville, Florida at that time. This woman of God took God at his word. And after the doctors had gone out and given up this person for him, that he was now dead, and gave up on him, because of her faith, she did not give up on this individual. And she prayed. Come on. I wasn't there when she prayed. But I do know that as a result of her prayer, that this man came back alive and life was in him again. There is nothing too high for God. There was another incident wherein a woman that had all of these cancerous tumors in her body, and the doctor said that she only had 6 months to live. I'm talking about in our time. Doctor says she's going to die in 6 months. But yet, there was someone that believed God, same woman, prayed for this individual. And this individual, still living, this individual, I lost count of the children that she had. But yet, God allowed this woman to live and not die over 25, 30 years ago. But God allowed this woman to live and not die. There was a time, and it wasn't not too long ago, when my testimony of faith is that the enemy thought that he was going to take me out of this life as we know it. Because the word of God let us know that the enemy come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus Christ came that we can have life and that we can have it more abundantly. When I had gone to have some tests done and a regular colonoscopy done, and they found something that was abnormal on my bowels, and they wanted me to see a surgeon because they said that they it needed to be removed. These doctors, professionals, they thought, with all my heart, I believe that they thought that this was a cancerous type of mass that was on my colon. And I knew that something was not the way that it's supposed to be. I'm saying that the enemy come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And they had me to take these different tests. The first, when I'd gone back, I had gone back to see the physician. They said, I want to say this at first, that during the time when we was waiting for things to happen, tests was being taken, MRIs, CT scans, and x-rays and all of these different things was done, urine analysis, blood work, and all of these things. Yet God was still at work. And, you know, there were times when I was asleep and the enemy came and he showed me in my sleep. He tried to bring fear to me because he showed me that I was under anesthesia and I could see the tubing, you know, when the anesthesiologist, in order to do operation, they have to put the endotracheal tubing and all of the necessary things in order to prepare a person, in order for the doctor to do the operation. But I'm telling you about who God is. But I can see in my sleep, and it was like a darkness on my right side. And the enemy showed me wherein that as if I was dead, that I had died. And the coloration on my face, the enemy tried to show me that I was not going to come through that. I didn't tell anyone because, you know, I knew it had to be the enemy. The enemy come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. It was many, many, many years ago when I was told by this same woman, Pastor Dr. Mary Austin Jones. I mean, it was 20, 25 years ago when she had said to me that the enemy was coming against my bowels. She seen it as she was praying and how she grown in the spirit. And she stopped the hand of the enemy from coming against my body, against me. But Dr. Mary Austin Jones was off of the scene. She got to call her on to glory. She's up in heaven. But I had to stand and face myself. I couldn't just tell anybody. I couldn't just scare anybody that what I seen. And then there was something else that God had showed me. I got to hurry up. That I'm telling you that I began to pray in faith, believe God, that there was nothing too hard for God. And when I was praying, because prayer does change things, I got to hurry up. But the Lord let me know that I was going to be all right. The Lord let me know that everything was going to be all right. And I'm telling you, so it was. It was, everything was okay. Everything that the doctor thought, may have thought, because they take CT scans and the MRI to see whether or not is there malignancy, whether or not it's spread, anything is spread or whatever. But yet, God did not allow nothing. the praise report is that I am still here. The praise report is that there was no cancerous tumor inside of me. It was not cancer. It was always benign. The praise report is that they could not, they didn't even have to do any chemotherapy or anything upon me because upon me. And by Christ's stripes, I was healed. I had to pray and I had to stand on the word of God because I didn't want anyone messing with my faith. I didn't want anybody not realizing and knowing that God was a healer. But yes, the enemy will come, and yes, your faith will be tested at times. But you have to stand on the word of God and know that God, that he is God, and that he is God all by himself. That Syrophoenician woman, no matter what the Lord said to her, she humbly stayed before him. She humbly presented her case before God in behalf of her daughter. And her daughter was made whole because of the fact that great was her faith, not in man, but in the Almighty God. And that is what God is calling for us today, that our faith must be great in him, no matter what it may be. Our faith must be great in God. You know what the word of God said? He said, we have the faith of a grain of mustard seed. Say to the mountain, be thou moved. Word of God said, it shall be moved. So therefore, don't care, no matter what the situation. I have a good friend that is at the point of the door of going back with God, that I am standing on the promises of God. And it's not what we see, no matter what the enemy trying to present itself, no matter what the doctors say, and they have the best intention. You got to see what God said. You got to read in the word. What does God say about my health? What has God said about this bill? What has God said about my mentality, my peace of mind? What does God say about the situation? And if you can just stand on the word, if you just can believe God, everything will work out for your good. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, truly we thank you and we praise you today for the Syrophoenician woman faith. We thank you, God, for the faith of many. We thank God for the faith of Dr. Mary Austin Jones. We thank you, God, for the faith of all of the women, God, and men and women that you have called to preach the gospel, Joyce Myers. God, thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for Joyce Myers. Thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, for Paula White, God, for all of these men and women of faith and power. Thank you, Lord God, for the prophets. Father, we give you praise. Thank you for the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, the teachers. Thank you for the believers' faith today. And God, we will spread your word. God, we will tell others so that others' faith can be soar, that other faith, that their faith too will grow. And God, even as we read about and preach about the Syrophoenician woman, thank you today. Thank you for the healing. Those, God, that are sick and those in the hospital, God, those that are in hospice, God, those, Lord God, that are walking the street, that are oppressed, Lord, we thank you for them, and we send the word to them even now by faith, God, that you would give them joy and that you would peace and that you would give them hope. God, the women that are barren today that want to bring forth, God, I send forth the word today in the name of Jesus, God, that they'll be made whole. God, there are women out there, God, that want to have children, the women out there, God, that have children and they don't know how they're going to take care of them. But, Lord, I pray even now that you touch them, that you touch the mother and those children, God, that you touch the father, God, fathers that are raising children. And, God, it's not a mother in the home, but, Lord, God, take care of them. And, Lord, give them the faith to believe you. And, Lord, let them know, God, that there is nothing too hard for you to do. We thank you and we praise your name, God, even now. And, Father, if there's any out there, God, that are not saved, do not know you as Lord and Savior, Father, your word said we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God would raise them from the dead. You said that they shall be saved. Save them, deliver them, and make them free. Father God, all they need to say is, Lord, forgive me for my sin. Come into my heart and save me. Believe it. And God, we proclaim by faith, we proclaim by your word that they shall be saved. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. You have been listening to the Our Power broadcast with Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, pastor of Crusaders for Christ World Mission and Evangelism Center. Would you please join us on this coming Friday at this very same time that we will preach to you the unadulterated, promising, word of faith word that are able to save your soul.